Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. What is a bit of a fun show, Carly? I think it's safe to say that. Is it safe to say that?
It's safe to say it.
I think it was a bit of fun. I'd certainly laughed. The highlight was probably you talking to Russell.
My husband. You know what? A little bit of an insight into our relationship, I think, for those listening to the podcast this morning. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing what was uncovered. As someone that listened to this conversation unfold between a husband and wife, what did you think of it, Alan?
I thought it was fair. Like, I mean, I don't really use too many cutesy names. Him being suspicious was pretty funny, but.
Yeah. You know what? It made me think I might actually try and up the love dial in our relationship.
There you go. There's the takeaway. Russell, hopefully you're listening to this. Hold her accountable.
Actually, no. Yeah, no. Oh, no. Now that I've said it, who's got time for that?
To make love. Jeez.
Who's got time for that?
No one's got time for that. Jeez, it's Sunday. Leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep. Constantly with my wife. I'm trying to hit her away with a stick. Leave me alone. Oh, making love.
I can just imagine.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, thanks.
Actually, no, I can't. I don't want to.
Yeah, why imagine it, Carly?
It's really weird.
I blame you.
Quickly.
This all started when you said that on the comments on one of the posts was 69, and now it's just kind of blown into this. It's in a whole situation.
Yeah, because on our Facebook page this morning, we did actually see that we both at the same time, as we had 69 comments, both at the same time realized that we're on the same level of maturity when we just burst out laughing.
Yep. It was great. Nice.
I didn't say that. You made it creepy. I thought it was funny. Then you took it next level, talking about like being in bed with your wife.
I don't remember that.
Those weird, nice.
You have no evidence of me ever saying that. Enjoy the podcast.
Rewind the tape.
We're in a silly Friday mood, and it's only Tuesday. So
it's because tomorrow's a public holiday. That's what it is. We've loosened the tie.
That's
the
true.
Feet are on the desk.
Yeah. So I got a feeling Friday's show this week is going to be hectic for all the right reasons. Enjoy the podcast. We're going to skedaddle. That's right. I said skedaddle. Carly, I want to draw your attention to a random study that I found. It was done in the UK, but I feel like it might translate a little bit over here. It is the UK's favourite partner pet names. Yes, this was a full study. I mean, we've got things like COVID going on, but people want to put a lot of time in this sort of research. And I'm kind of here for it. We've got the top 10 names and the percentage of how often these are being used in couples and stuff. I'll do full disclaimer. I don't think I use pet names very often.
Neither do I. I find them very cringy. You know what? I give my dog pet names, I give my friends pet names, but I've never done it with a partner. It's just cringy to me.
Yeah, I occasionally maybe like a baby. Maybe.
Maybe
but
a
not,
doll?
Yeah, no, not a doll, because I'm not a woman who's serving chips and I feel like that's the person that does that. Here's your chips, doll. So here are the 10. Princess at 4.7%.
Oh.
Baby boy or baby girl. I don't like that. That's weird. 4.8%. Boo. The classic boo. Hey, boo.
Oh, my boo thing.
That's my boo. Do you call your... Does Russ get
no,
a little bit of boo?
No, but I call my dog my little boo.
Oh. 5.3%. Sweet pie or sweetie pie?
Oh, sweetie pie. Yes. Gabby's gotten sweetie pie before.
That's the dog again. Okay. 7.6. Yep. Honey bun. I don't think honey bun.
Honey bun. Maybe I call it my Gabby bun.
Once again, these are for partners, not pet names, not for your actual pet.
Well, okay.
Honey bun, yeah, I'm not in the 50s, so I'm not using that one. Handsome, is that a nickname? I didn't realize it was just a quality, but hey, handsome. Oh, that's nice.
I've called Russell handsome before when he looked nice.
Okay. Sweetie, that's 15.3% of people doing that one. Sweetie.
I call my niece sweetie.
Okay. Honey, how about honey? Classic honey. 17.8%. That's getting up there.
No.
No. Babe, 25%.
Nah.
Love. That's the
I'll
number
call my
one.
Friends, babe.
Number one is love. Hey, love.
Oh, hey, love. Yes, I do say that.
So
to my friends.
You know what? As I sit here looking at this list right now, I would love to see you try these on Russell, your partner. I want to see.
Okay.
So you don't use these at all?
Not really. No, we don't really have. Like, his first and last name in full is what comes up when he calls me.
Yes, same as my wife, actually. How about you give him a call and see how many of these you can sneak in before he catches on?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Hey, babe.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, be sweet. Like, you know, hey, honey. Hey, sweetie. Hey, handsome.
Okay.
What are you up to?
Taking you for a walk.
Oh, nice. Nice. I was just thinking, you were looking so handsome this morning.
What do you want?
Nothing. I just want love. I want to give my sweetie pie, my boo, my baby boy some love. Can't I just, as a wife, call you and give my boo some love?
Yeah, but I guess for the first time I'm going to be a bit sus.
It's not the first time. I've called you cute nicknames before.
When?
Like, Russ, short for Russell. Damn it.
you were so close, but at the same time, you were never close at all, Carly. Oh. You managed to tick off like 9 off the list. You even doubled up. But you unfortunately didn't get to sneak in Princess.
Oh, actually, how is our little princess going? How is Gabby?
Yeah, see, that more like it.
And tonight, Oz Lotto worth $50 million. And the way WA's been running, I feel like we've got a good chance to win this bad boy, Carly.
Yeah, absolutely. I declared that as soon as I get across the border, I'm actually going to become, for the first time in my life, a consistent lottery ticket buyer, because I feel like there's something in the water in WA that just produces more lottery winners than anywhere else I've heard of in Australia.
Well, that is music to the ears to our next guest, Lottery West spokesperson Nikki from Lottery West. Good morning.
Hi, Alan and Carly. How are you all going?
We are doing well. Now, we've got you on because we want to know, where are the luckiest places in regional WA to buy lotto tickets? Because surely there's some ones that are outperforming others.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And especially for tonight's Oz Lotto, which is the $50 million jackpot, as you said, Alan.
Yeah, right.
So, regional towns? You've got Kalgoorlie, Bunbury, Albany and Geraldton. They're your top four performers for Oz Lotto.
In that order?
Yes, in that order.
And that's just for Oz Lotto?
Yes.
Now, I want to go even
which is
more
what you
specific.
Want.
Do we have like news agencies? Because you know how some news agencies, and I love this, take so much pride in giving away the winning tickets.
Absolutely.
Like they deck it all out. Like I love the fanfare around it. Is there a particular news agency that always manages to just give out winning tickets?
Well, the one in Kalgoorlie, Genevieve's news agency, has been performing quite well over the last couple of years.
Interesting.
So that's probably the number one for that area. Bunbury have a few. We did just have one next to Bunbury in Treendale, News Express, in Treendale in the southwest. Now, they sold a Division 2 Oz Lotto 2 weeks ago. That was worth over $35,000.
Not bad.
But they also sold a Division 2 ticket to the Mega Draw on New Year's Eve as well. So they're bound to get, or hopefully get, a Division 1 win this week.
Yeah, geez, fingers crossed.
Way to get everyone to flock there. How does WA stack up in terms of the rest of Australia? Because I feel
great call.
Even over east, I feel like we're hearing all these ticket winners coming out of WA.
Yeah.
We've had a great run in probably the last 2 months of Division 1 winners. Last year alone, we had 73 Division 1 winners.
Whoa.
And then how could you forget the 55 gym ladies who won $80 million Powerball in December?
That. Yeah, that was great.
And that made WA Lotto history, $80 million Division 1 ticket. So, yeah, we've had a great run. So far this year, we've had 6 Division 1 winners who've shared in over $5.5 million.
Wow.
So that's the equivalent to 2 Division 1 winners per week. So we're having a good run at the moment.
So we're smashing them. We're taking the GST and we're taking their lottery.
And one thing I've always wondered, Nikki, is how many people choose to stay anonymous? Because that's what I loved when those gym ladies won, because sometimes you hear about it in the news, but I love hearing the stories behind the winners.
Yeah, it's up to each individual, and we respect their decisions if they want to maintain anonymity. And, you know, some of them are quite proud and want to show off and I guess, share their money and let everyone know. So it's just a case-by-case situation. So, yeah, those gym ladies obviously were super excited to share and wanted to share that with everyone. So, yeah, we just take it on a case-by-case situation.
Let me tell you, I have never wanted to hold a giant check more in my life. So if I win, I'm going to be front page of the West Australian holding that giant check for sure.
See, I won't be. You'll just all of a sudden the show will be hit WA with just Carly because Alan has disappeared. Never to
or
be seen
it might
again.
Just be with just Alan because Carly will just, you know, retire.
Yeah,
all that money.
Yeah, but she'll make plenty of noise about it. I'm planning on slipping out the back door. You'll never hear from me again. Nikki, thanks for the chat and giving us a bit of insight and good luck to everyone. And remember, of course, to gamble responsibly for the Big Oz Lotto tonight. Nikki, thanks for the chat.
Thank you, guys.
And last night I was taking the bins out and I just thought, you know, when it's like late at night and you're like, I'll just run it out and put it in and run back in.
Where pants are kind of not an option because you're going, oh, no one's going to see me. I can do this.
Yeah, no, I was definitely in the PJs.
Oh, see, I just do it with in my underwear, just a quick sprint. Usain Bolt's like, damn, that's fast.
And I thought, you know what, it's only around the corner, so I'm not going to turn the light on. The okay. outside light. Because yep. I know where the bin is. Even though I'm staying at my in-laws, like, you know, they've lived there forever and a day.
Yep.
So I thought I'd just put it in. So as I'm leaning over the bin to put it in, I notice there's like a, because it's kind of dark, I can kind of see like a low-hanging branch across the lid of the bin. So I've kind of had to put the rubbish over, like kind of lean over. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that before because there's a tree right next to the bin.
Mm-hmm.
And as I pull my arm out after putting the garbage in, I kind of slide over the branch and it feels weird.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm like, that's a weird texture.
No.
Yeah. So I turn my phone light on and there's two beady black eyes looking into my soul.
No.
And I realize that there is a snake.
No.
Looking right at me and I've just made contact with it.
No.
So what's happened is it's wrapped itself around this branch, but obviously it's overestimated how strong this branch is and the branch has kind of sunken down and it's drooped over the bin. So obviously I got the hell out of there.
Yeah. And set the house on fire and
set the bin on fire.
Yeah.
No, but see, remember when I said I'm trying to love all things, all living things the same?
Yeah, I've noticed
some
that.
I struggle with. Cockroaches, I'm sorry, I'm going to hate you forever and a day. We're never going to be friends. I never want you near me and I don't wish you well. But when it comes to snakes, I do get creeped out by snakes, but I'm trying to wrap my head around the idea of snakes and just like coexist with them. So I did leave it there.
Okay.
But what I want to ask on 131060 is where did you find a snake? Because they have a weird, because I know where it is now, but they have a weird habit of getting in weird places. And
oh, wait,
that's
so
what
you've
I'm
just
paranoid.
Left it. It's just living. Yeah, it's, you're sharing your life with a snake now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
As long as it stays there, which is outside the house.
Nah.
So maybe I shouldn't be asking this, but I want to know on 131060, where did you find a snake?
I mean, we've got plenty of them in WA. Plenty of snakes, all types of species, some of the most poisonous in the world. I feel like...
I'm hoping it's just going to stay there.
I don't know what you're hoping to achieve by hearing these stories, if I'm being honest.
I'm hoping someone will call up and say, you know what? It just moved into the spare room, kept the door closed. Yep. Never really heard from it.
Yeah, paid its bond. It paid its rent on time every week. It's pretty good. 131060. Well, Jess from Geraldton kicks us off. Where did you find a snake?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, unfortunately, didn't find it while it was alive.
Okay.
But I found a snake in my shed, and it was just the skeleton caught inside a rat trap.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, yeah, you don't, I mean, yuck, just snakes.
Jeez, they could remarket those, though, 2 for 1.
Yeah, we don't want to even catch you, snakes. Keep it to rats. Let's avoid the snakes.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
geez, so glad you didn't find it when it was, like, still in there. No, yuck. I'm just imagining the visual, unfortunately. Ruth from Kalgoorlie, where did you find a snake?
I found him kind of, like, sitting on my air conditioning vent for my split system air conditioner and heater.
Oh, no.
Because they just like to stay wherever it's warm.
And to clarify, that snake was alive, unlike our last call, right?
Oh, yeah, it was alive and it had babies.
And it had babies?
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was like, it had like its own little nest of eggs there and everything. It was kind of cool.
No, that's not kind of cool.
In, now, because sometimes you can have air conditioning units outside the house. Was it inside or outside the house?
No, it was just outside the house because I got mine set up so that it, because I got like a little tiny area to really fit anything. Uh-huh. So it's right at the front of my house near my front door.
Oh, no.
Okay, now what did you do next?
Well, I've got a snake handling background and everything, so I just ended up picking her up, putting her in a pillowcase and taking her babies in a nice little sack as well and took them down to Wildlife and Rescue.
You are way too brave. Aww. You are so brave.
I love the casual.
I love snakes. You guys are terrified of them, but I love them.
You love... Oh, what type of snake was it?
My husband won't let me have one.
Yeah, your husband's a smart man.
He's just like, where would we keep it? And I'm like, in our bedroom. He's like, we are not keeping a snake in our freaking bedroom.
No, absolutely not. thanks for the call. Let's go to Lorraine in Kalgoorlie. Where did you find a snake, Lorraine?
Yeah, it was actually in the toilet bowl in an outside toilet.
No, absolutely not.
This is the stuff of nightmares.
I'm hanging up my headphones. I'm leaving.
Wait a second. I have so many questions.
You ask the questions. I'll be over here.
Were you on the toilet or were you about to be on the toilet? Like, no. What was that moment?
Yeah, my mum actually found it. It was an outside toilet. I was only a small child. Mm-hmm. And mum being mum thought, I'll just flush it. It'll go away. But, of course, it was a water snake, so it just kept coming back.
In what world is it going away?
Oh, my God. No, because you don't flush it because then it lives down there. Because literally, not even kidding. As a child, I don't know why I had this irrational fear of getting bitten on the bum by a snake.
No, that's not irrational. That is rational, according to
Lorraine. Well, yeah, it's totally real now.
Yeah, seen any snakes since or everything's a bit normal now?
Living in Kalgoorlie, we actually live in an industrial area, so we do see them quite regularly.
Just keep the toilet lid down. Men, this is exactly why we tell you to do that.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly on what is a very busy show today. We've had earthquakes out of Wagen. Bart supposedly is all 100% okay. Someone has checked on him. Coming up very soon, Brew Mardi Gras. So we're going to keep it moving, Carly.
No, we don't. We're going to break it down for 1 second.
What?
Because we cannot brush over this, Alan. And that is your purchase of an Avril Lavigne t-shirt, which in fact is actually sitting in front of me on a screen because you've even sent a photo to our group chat with me and producer Bailey.
Look, we're running late for the news.
The news can wait. This is the real news that we need. What possessed you to buy an Avril Lavigne shirt? And I'm not throwing shade here.
Oh, that's
good. Because each to their own.
On that case, I can
honestly
buy this. Look, I've jumped back on the Wish bandwagon. That's the app where they can buy everything for real cheap and nasty. And I mentioned before, I bought a couple of pride flags from there. And mm-hmm. I wanted to boost up the shipping, you know, like to get it all one big kind of thing. And as people know Wish, that doesn't really work. And maybe I'd had a couple of beers and maybe it looked like a good purchase to
were
be
you listening to Avril Lavigne while you were drinking?
Yes.
Is that how this happened?
Absolutely. My mate's son drums for her band. And so I was being supportive. And
That's the real story. That's pretty cool.
And I just happened to buy it. Anyway, I bought the shirt.
No, can I just... good on you. Like, own it. Again.
I'm not owning it.
Whatever you want.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, where are we wearing this?
Well, nowhere, because I got the shirt and the print on it is so horrible. I've already asked for a return.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.